Good morning and welcome to KTLO's regular Sunday morning worship service from the First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home.
Jesus, tell me Good to see you this morning. I'm Pastor Heather. I'm associate pastor here, and I serve alongside Keith Dotson. He's our senior pastor, and we're grateful that you are in worship with us this morning. It is a good day to be in the house of God, as it always is. I would draw your attention to the announcement sheet, which is in your bulletin. It's an insert there. There's a list of things that are happening. Particularly, I want to draw your attention to one thing. We are doing coffee with the pastors today, and that is a way that Keith and I have set up so that we can get to know people who have been visiting with us just for a short while or for a long while, people who have questions about the church, questions about us, questions about the denomination, questions about the building, Sunday school, mission, whatever it might be. This is your opportunity to come and visit, maybe take a tour of the church, figure out some things, and talk about whether or not you would like to join. That's going to be today at 3 o'clock, and that'll be in the lobby area of our gym, what we call the Commons. And so I would draw your attention to that. And then also, Vacation Bible School. For the 4 years, nearly, that I've been here, Miss Kelly has done that in a pretty consistent sort of fashion, and she's branching out and doing something new for the kids this year. And so if you have kids and grandkids and neighbor kids, we hope you'll go online or call up to the church and log them in as coming, as registering for VBS. That would be wonderful. You can look at the other announcements there. I would say that our flowers today in both Crossroads and in the sanctuary, presented by Ted and Nancy Roney in honor of their two grandchildren, twin grandchildren, Jillian and Connor Wright, in their high school graduation. So we're pleased for them. Thank you very much for listening to those announcements, and I would invite those who are coming for the blessing of the prayer shawls to make their way forward. You have been knitted by some of our most faithful servants here in the church, and we are so grateful that they put their heart and soul into this ministry each and every day. I'm sure they are knitting every day, and they're praying as they're knitting, and they're making these prayer shawls so that we will be in a position as a church to give those to people who are having surgery, people who are going through grief, people who are having children, people who have gone through some kind of loss. So they can wrap themselves in the arms of Christ via this prayer shawl and to feel His love and our love surrounding them. And so it's a great honor to get to bless the prayer shawls. Let us pray. Gracious and most loving God, we are thankful for these hands which knit on your behalf and through your power and through your love day in and day out. For the care they take to choose the colors and the patterns, for the love they knit into each stitch, for the prayers that they pour out over these shawls as they create them. And we're thankful, Lord, to be able to lay them on the altar today, to lift them in prayer to you, to ask for your blessings to be poured out upon these, your servants, and these shawls that have been made by them. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit. Fill these shawls with your love and your tenderness. Fill these shawls with your spiritual presence, so that those who receive them and those who put them over their lap or around their shoulders, Lord, feel that you are near. Feel and are reminded of how much you love them. Lord, we are so grateful to be able to engage in this mission and ministry. And we pray for your strength upon your servants who engage in this ministry. Bring us people, Lord, to give these shawls to. We ask all these things in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Yeah.
You'll please remain standing and turn with me to page 885 in your hymnal, and together we will do of the modern affirmation. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is the one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare. We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, whose mercy is over all his works, and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, the ground of our hope, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as the divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ and find strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love as set forth in the example of our blessed Lord to the end, that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
Please be seated. It's our time to come before God in a moment of prayer and a time to be in the very presence of God. So I invite you to bow your heads with me and let us go to the Lord in a time of silence and a time of prayer. Oh God, we give you thanks for this day. As we see the sun that breaks through the clouds today, after the rain and the stormy night, it reminds us of your hope that shines right into our life and sometimes the most dark moments. Oh God, when we have doubt, grant us faith. And when we have misunderstanding, grant us your discernment and wisdom. And most of all, God, grant us your love that you so freely give and that we should give to others. Let us be people of faith and word and deed and how we treat one another. Let us set the example of what it means to be a Christian by our love and our actions. Oh God, we pray for those whom are upon our hearts today that are dealing with illnesses and going through treatments and surgeries. Those that might as well be in the ER as we speak, we pray for your healing hand. And God, we pray for your comfort upon those who are suffering great loss. Let your peace be with them. God, we ask that you will pour out your Spirit upon this church as we seek to follow in your way and to be obedient to your call to make disciples of Jesus Christ, to change the world, to make the difference. We remember, O Lord, that the prayer in the Lord's Prayer that you taught us to pray, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This time, I believe we're going to sing Jesus Loves Me. Right? Oh, we are. Yes, please stand. We're going to sing Jesus Loves Me. Yeah.
Jesus loves me. Hey, y'all, I'm here to give the mission moment. And I've got a lot to say, and I've been told to make it quick. So, y'all aren't going to be tested this time. Thank Pastor Heather for that. You don't get tested. Anyway, needs of many. Needs of many is right now, this today, is our kickoff for Take a Fan to Church. Please bring new fans to help keep our neighbors cool in the summer, and it is going to get hot. Y'all know that. Don't bring old ones, bring new ones. We do not want fan blades chopping off limbs, okay? So brand new ones. And we will distribute these to the Ozark Center of Hope, Christian Clothing Exchange, anybody that needs one and lets us know they'll get a fan. Summer feeding. Summer feeding starts packing this coming Tuesday. And then the first distribution is the 30th of May. We will continue that for 10 weeks. This is what our families depend on instead of backpack. So we feed families for 10 weeks. We do need help. We're also accepting applications. So anyone who would like to volunteer, either contact Susan Dernick or Betty Gould. Free vascular screening from Ozark Surgical Group. It's still going on. Free, folks, free. You just, if you feel like it, you can write a check to go for our missions here. We've got a lot of them. United Methodist Women, whoa, big one. June the 4th is our annual salad luncheon, and we have silent auction. So men and women are okay to come. We'll feed you. Those that are not UMWs, that's okay. We'll feed you too. But we have a lot of nice items for auction. Some of them will interest you men, and I've already been told that one of our men is bidding on one of our items. So you men, come on with your women, with your wives. Not your women, with your wives. Okay. Hope for all. You know, that's my biggie. We have homeless folks in our town. They need our hope all the time. Closing our eyes or ignoring them does not make them go away. So Hope for All helps them get their IDs, to help them get a job, to help them get services that they need through the government. We need, of course, volunteers always. We need money always, but we need your prayers. Mountain Home Food Basket, everybody knows Mountain Home Food Basket. We had the postal drive for Mountain Home Food Basket last Saturday, and their donations were down terribly. So please remember to bring your food or donations for the Mountain Home Food Basket, because they're a very important part of doing away with hunger in our area. Bus mission. Lindley Rubin needs just one or two volunteers, and you only have to work, he told me, one Sunday a month to help with our bus ministry. So please contact Lindley. Ozark Mission Project, that's our youth project. The kids need a driver to take them to Texarkana and to stay with them from June the 23rd through the 28th. You'll love it, it's fun, and they will not work you too hard. Please remember, we are Methodists. We believe in mission work. We help others. We have fun. So have a wonderful day, and thank you.
Thanks, Carolyn. A lot going on in the mission of the church. As we prepare, as the ushers prepare to receive God's tithes and our offerings, let us pray. Loving and gracious God, we give you thanks for this opportunity to be in your house to worship and to give. It is so important to you, Lord, that we have giving and generous hearts. And so, Lord, we give with cheerful hearts. We give so that the mission of God might be accomplished on this earth, in and through this church, so that your reign might be advanced in this world, so that your love might be spread abroad. And we We are grateful, Lord, to be able to contribute to that mission. And so, Lord, bless our giving today. These things we ask in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Tired, I'm going up to heaven to get my